Nashville's candidates for mayor talk about an urgent need for mass transit, but until today, few had weighed in on the Music City Star commuter rail line that already runs to Lebanon. The candidates were asked about expanding service at a forum in Donelson. Attorney Charles Robert Bone says he's been pleasantly surprised by the train's performance, even though it still hasn't met the original projections of 1,500 riders a day.
When it might have started out as a novelty, it is in fact a transportation solution to a lot of people.
Bone says he's open to expansion. So are charter school founder Jeremy Kane and businesswoman Linda Rebrovic, who say the city should start by offering more service on nights and weekends. Criminal court clerk Howard Gentry says the Music City Star should not be confused with the failed bus rapid transit line that didn't get off the ground.
AMP didn't work, but the Music City Star absolutely works.
However, real estate investor Bill Freeman says it shouldn't be the basis for a larger system.
I don't think the Music City Star is the solution. I'm a supporter of it. I enjoy riding it, but I don't think it's a solution for mass transit in Nashville. We've got to start with a clean sheet of paper.
Former school board chairman David Fox says he would want to see a business case before funding any additional service. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.